This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad.
I'd like to welcome you all here this evening. Today we are celebrating Sanctity of Life Sunday. Father, the service received on the wind. For those worshiping at home, we'll be using Divine Service 1 from the Lutheran Service Book. Hymn numbers 545, 589, 641, and 578. We'll begin with confession and absolution, followed by the sharing of the peace and the procession of it. Let us rise. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us kneel and be seated for the confession of sin. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God,
we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean.
We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone.
We have not loved you with our whole heart.
We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve the present and eternal punishment.
For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ,
have mercy on us. Forgive us. Renew us and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, whose mercy has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us rise and face the center of the sharing of peace. The lectern side. The peace of the Lord be with you always. And the pulpit side. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Thank you.
us pray to the Lord.
Your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life.
and without enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise her head, and you shall bruise his heel. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Singing the Alleluia verse. So Jesus said to the 12, "Do you want to go away as well?" Simon Peter answered, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated for the children's message.
Look both ways before we cross the street. We eat our fruits and vegetables. We make sure that we don't put other people in the dangerous situation where their lives are at risk. So protect life. I'd like to say a prayer, thanking God for the gift of life. Dear God, we thank you for the wonderful gift of life. We thank you for the gift of life here on earth and life with you in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray.
We continue in the sermon hymn, Speak, O Lord, Your Servant Listens, on page 10. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Really, it is such an interesting word. It can be used so many ways. There is the really, said as a question. Really? The really formed by gossip. Really? The really that expresses interest. Really? The really that reflects doubt. Really? The really that is punctuation of belief. Really. And really is simply really an interesting word. It can alternate between reflecting disbelief and belief, between really and really. Yet the really said with conviction is often simply a belief in your own truth. And this goes back a long ways. God creates, he placed our first parents, Adam and Eve, in the garden, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. The instructions to them are clear.
You may surely eat of every tree in the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. The word is clear to the crown of God's creation. Our first parents are not to determine for themselves what is right and wrong. They are not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If they do, they will die. Clear, simple, straightforward. They are to do this and not do that. And God means what he says, really. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God actually say you shall not eat of any tree in the garden?" No, that is not what God really said. And the scriptures reveal that Eve correctly received God's message. There's no hearing or comprehension problem. Message sent, message received. Yet with the seed of doubt planted, the soil is prepared for depositing the lie. But the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." The lie is clear, straightforward, simple. Satan's message is sent and the message is received. Rationalization leads to Adam and Eve's own really of conviction. It just really seems right of them to them to eat from the forbidden tree. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was a delight to the eyes and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. That sense of really born out of the certainty of your own thoughts is woven deep inside each of you. It started in the garden. It continues in the desert landscape of your sinful existence. It started with the pluck of the forbidden fruit. It continues with the harvest of your own sin. God is really clear in what he desires for you. Yet you prefer your own clarity. After the fall, Adam and Eve realized they were naked. They took their eyes off of God and noticed themselves. They moved to covering themselves, fashioning fig leaves together. In your sinfulness, you become comfortable in the nakedness of your sin. With your gaze fixed on yourself, you are convinced of the reality of your own convictions. You can be so sure of your own truth. It is woven deep inside of you and transmitted to the next generation. The really born of our own thoughts can be ever present. It is seen in the conversation between a couple as they grapple with the news of a pregnancy. Many other couples long for this news, but for this couple it invokes fear. The pregnancy is not seen as a blessing, but a curse. The problem must be dealt with. A family member suggests an abortion. After all, the couple is counseled, it isn't really a life. Just a blob of tissue. Instead of looking forward to embracing their child, the solution to their problem is grasped. Really, they reason, it isn't life yet. And there really sounds so true to them. In another home, a man is given the news. The woman timidly approaches the topic, afraid of his response. She shares that she is pregnant. And instead of pictures coming to mind of him playing with a child, he sees bills piling up. Instead of thinking about the baby crawling for the first time, first steps, catching a ball, squealing with delight when he comes home, all he sees is an empty bank account. "We can't afford a baby," he exclaims. "You need to take care of this. You are not having this child," he yells. "Take care of it. Now. Really," he demands. In another home, the conversation takes a different turn, but the really born of one's own thoughts continue. The woman discovers the child will have special needs. That doesn't square with the image she has in her mind of what things will be like after pregnancy. She doesn't have the extra time that will be required to care for such a child. She doesn't want a child who's different than the rest. She sees a challenging future and she wants to start over. She starts to think about terminating the pregnancy that she now sees as a problem. The conviction regarding her solution forms into a resolute really. The really of convictions born of one's own thoughts has an impact not only on the youngest, but also on the oldest among us. Quality of life becomes a governing principle regarding the elderly, opening up the conversation about euthanasia. The concern is raised about older people, burdening the limited resources of our society. The conversation occurs among the young, while the old are excluded. Soon the conversations become monologues. The really conviction is formed. The course of action seems so right when the only one you have to convince is yourself. We remain confused about the truth. It starts in the garden, continues in biblical times, and persists today. Satan's question, "Did God actually say?" is still a favorite question. We ask this question. We're confused. In all the confusion, though, what is God's response? In the story of Elizabeth and Mary, the angel gives Mary the message that she will bear the Messiah. Along with this amazing news, she's told her relative Elizabeth is 6 months pregnant. Mary goes quickly to visit Elizabeth, and when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. Fast forward to the birth account of our Lord, and this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. The same Greek word for baby, brephos, is used for the baby inside and outside the womb. Clarity. God values life in all stages, from birth to natural death. God's value of life extends to all eternity. The baby carried in the womb of Mary and born in Bethlehem grows. The toddler Jesus learns to walk. As an adult, he walks to Jerusalem. There he's crucified for your sin, including devaluing life and being quiet about protecting the most vulnerable among us. Jesus is raised from the dead. The sacrifice for sin is accepted. You are washed in his victory in the life-giving waters of baptism. Eternal life is given to you. Peter says to Jesus, "You have the words of eternal life." And those words of eternal life are declared to you, really. The world needs your voice to declare Jesus' words of eternal life. The world needs your voice to declare God's value of life in all stages. The world needs your voice to declare God's convictions born of his word. The world needs your voice to declare that God's word of forgiveness extends to all of us sinners, including those who have chosen abortion. The world needs your voice. Really. Amen. And now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord Jesus returns in glory. Amen. We rise and confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father.
And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe the Holy Spirit, the Lord and the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. In our prayers today, remember Dick Tenden, who's in the rehab center at Majestic Care in Middletown. For Carolyn Ott, receiving chemotherapy. For Ethan Floor, diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma and has begun chemotherapy. For Alan Snell, recovering from surgery on a mole. And for Norm Dingledine, hospitalized to receive a pacemaker. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people, according to their needs. Almighty Maker, you have pronounced humankind very good, created in your own image and knit together even in the womb. Let us receive every life as your gift and safeguard, especially those threatened by abortion, assisted suicide, and embryo experiments. Lord, in your mercy,
hear
my prayer. Incarnate Savior, you have declared the Word, became flesh, and dwelt among us, taking our nature and making yourself like us in every respect, except without sin. Open our mouths to speak the sanctity of life with courage and show us with compassion. Open our ears to share the sorrows of those who grieve pregnancy loss or struggle under infertility. And open our hands to serve mothers with a child and little ones awaiting adoption. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear
our prayer. Everlasting God, you declare you have no pleasure in anyone's death and you desire all men to be saved. Bring us to contrition and repentance for dismissing your word and despising the least of these. Forgive and reform also those who persecute us and ridicule the unborn and the aged, that we may embrace them as brothers and sisters. Lord, in your mercy,
hear
our prayer. Heavenly Father, you have proclaimed, apart from you, we can do nothing, and you work in us very much through. Bless especially birthdays and anniversaries among us as witness to your power made perfect in weakness. Abide with emergency and military personnel, delivering your peace and protection to the vulnerable. Lord, in your mercy,
hear
our prayer. Good Shepherd, you promised your body and blood to provide propitiation for the whole world's sin once and for all. By your merciful absolution, work relief and healing, hope and comfort in consciences broken by the guilt of violence against life. Silence Satan's accusations with the assurance of your atonement for every sin and every person. Lord, in your mercy,
hear
our prayer. Great Redeemer, you have instructed us to appoint authorities to approve good and avenge evil. Bless our land with leaders and laws that ensure safety, freedom, and fairness for persons great and small. Grant us insight, energy, and opportunity to take part in civic affairs for your glory and the good of our neighbors. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Gracious Lord, you have directed our bodies and lives belong not to us but to you, having bought them for your own. Preserve those suffering illness and injuries, especially Dick, Carolyn, Ethan, Alan, and Norm, and bestow upon them recovery. Draw near to breathe with the guarantee of the resurrection of the body, reunion in the new creation. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For what had been hidden from before the foundation of the world, you have made known to the nations in your Son. In him, being found the substance of our mortal nature, you have manifested the fullness of your glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship of the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night that he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it all. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. strengthen you and preserve you in true faith until life everlasting. Go in peace. Your sins are forgiven. Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God,